Federal officials say they are trying to clarify rules for Alaskan natives' use of sea otters. A draft set of guidelines from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is aimed at addressing some of the confusion over what's allowed, but it's been a frustrating situation for native hunters. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Ketchikan Indian Community Tribal Council member Andre LeCornu gave his opinion on the issue at a recent joint meeting of the Southeast Regional Subsistence Advisory Council and Alaska's Federal Subsistence Board. He blamed federal law enforcement actions for impeding Alaska Natives' ability to make money from sea otter hunting and artwork. LeCornu noted that his grandfather worked as an otter hunter, and LeCornu hunts them as well.
I'm not an artisan. I couldn't make a coat, and I certainly can't make some of the fancy teddy bears that some of our good artists are able to do. But other people have a right to make a livelihood and not just subsist.
Sea otters are a federally protected species. The Marine Mammal Protection Act only allows Alaska Natives to hunt them. They may take them for subsistence and to share or sell to other Alaska Natives. They may also sell authentic Native articles of handicrafts and clothing made from otter to non-Natives. There are no bag limits or seasons, but kills must not be wasteful and they must be reported to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. According to Special Agent in Charge Stan Przinski, law enforcement has tried to focus its efforts on hunting by non-natives, which is completely illegal, as well as the sale of unaltered pelts to non-natives, which the law also prohibits.
There has been a lot of information about hides being sent overseas, smuggled out of the country, to furriers and other people in other countries who want raw pelts to make their own handicraft, to make their own clothing for resale.
As far as crafts and clothing made from otter, fish and wildlife officials say they are trying to provide additional guidance on what is legal to sell outside the native community. The agency has released a set of draft guidelines for this. The key point, according to spokesperson Bruce Woods, is that the otter hide should be modified enough so a buyer cannot easily return it to its original unaltered condition without damaging it.
You see, the whole point of these is to prevent what would essentially be unaltered sea otter hides getting out of the hands of the native handicrafters and going to someone who is non-native, who can perhaps less expensively duplicate the same kind of handicrafts and eliminate the market that the native handicrafters have for these materials.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regulations specify that items sold to non-natives must be significantly altered from their natural form. But this regulatory language and the new guidelines are problematic for some hunters and artists such as Peter Williams of Sitka. Williams prefers the broader language of the law itself.
The Marine Mammal Protection Act exemption for Alaska Natives already gives a definition of authentic Native handicraft.
He asserts that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is undermining the intent of the law, which allows Alaska Natives to continue their customary and traditional use of marine mammals.
They're implementing it in a way that's dictating to us what we can and can't make. And the problem with that is once Alaska Natives are being told by an agency outside of our culture what we can and can't do, it no longer is our art. It's no longer our traditions. It's somebody else's.
Williams has organized the Sea Otter Handicraft Coalition, a group of individuals and businesses that sew with sea otter. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service originally asked people to comment on the draft guidelines by March 31st, but that's been pushed back. Agency officials now say people are welcome to submit comments up to and including the date when final guidelines come out, which may be sometime this fall. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.